Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Klal Mem Hey, and we're starting Simen Hey. So Simen Hey and Simen Vav deal with the appropriate way to respect food, the issur of being mevazel oichlim, bizoyan oichlim, of disregarding the value of food, just maybe a little bit of introduction to this. So besides the issur bal tashkis, which is this issur in the Torah of wasting food, There is a chiyuv from Chazal to respect food. Some even suggest that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So even if you're not going to be wasting the food, but using it in such a way where there's showing a lack of appreciation of the fact that you have this chashuv of food, is also improper. Rashi in Masechtas Tainis, in one place, discusses the issue of taking human food and feeding it to animals. We will talk about the situation where it's leftovers. But the chaskil, taking human food and feeding it to animals, the more says you're not allowed to feed human food to animals. So Rashi says the issue is bizei echlim, because it looks like you're being bayit b'toiva that a kadosh baruch hu was mashpia ba'olam. So you're rebelling, you're kicking, you're not respecting the fact that Bershom has given us tremendous opportunity to have food, and we're taking it and using it for a less than optimal purpose. That's incorrect. The more in Tainas and Chavdal Amabeis, the more brings a story that Rabbi Yehuda was in Bavel, and he saw people playing with the food. They were throwing it to each other. The more doesn't say exactly what they're doing. They're playing with it somewhere or other. So he said, apparently there's too much goodness in the world, and people aren't appreciating the value of food. So because of that thought process, the Russian brought a famine to the world. So the more says, so we should go and point out to Yehuda. Yehuda was not wanted necessarily to go into the streets, and he had very minimal needs, so he didn't notice there was a lack of food. So they convinced Rebbe Yehuda to come out, and the Gemara says he saw there was this whole gathering of people gathering together, and he asked his attendant, so what was this, what's this about? That, so they said they're coming, there was a container of dates, which is being sold, and everybody's trying to bid for the dates. He says, oh, apparently there must be that there's a famine in the world, and he died, and the Bershon should take away the famine. But his first reaction was that people were taking, they were not appreciating the abundance that the Bershon put in the world. They didn't deserve to have it. So we live in a time of tremendous abundance, and we need to be very careful about appreciating the abundance that we have. Because if we don't, the Gemara is saying we're lacking in our karsa tev to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Possibly the Rishon will say, well, maybe we don't deserve it. But even if that would not happen, it's the root of the issue was a lack of a karsa tev to Kadosh Baruch Hu for all of the goodness that He's bestowed upon us. So a person can't just take food, which the Rishon gave to the world, as a way to maintain us, to sustain us, and to take care of us, and it shows its expression of His care and His love, and just waste it. So then this again, this is above and beyond the issur of bal tashkis. Even when bal tashkis will not apply, these halachas would still apply. Okay, that's the introduction we're going to give to this topic. Be'ez Hashem, we will go through Simen Hey and Simen Vav in the upcoming days, and meanwhile, everybody should have a good day.